This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was a story in the Financial Times this morning that caught our eye that the White House is pondering ways to get around some of the institutions of global trade, specifically in this case, the World Trade Organization. The president's preference for one-on-one deals is well known. So we asked Marketplace's Mark Garrison what a bilateral America might look like in a multilateral world.
U.S. companies that sell abroad are hopeful about Trump policy, but wary. Dealing with nations one by one could lead to more favorable deals, but it potentially means a varied patchwork of complex rules. Ishwar Prasad is a trade policy professor at Cornell.
If the U.S. starts negotiating bilateral deals, U.S. exporters will not be able to count on similar levels of access or same standards across countries, which will make life a little more complicated for them.
One-on-one dealings could be more complicated for America, too.
Multi-country deals helps countries balance concessions.
That's Kathleen Cimino-Isaacs at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. When there are multiple countries around the table, the U.S. can make a concession to one country knowing it can receive one from another. Not as simple with just one-on-one talks. And this talk of breaking away from the World Trade Organization worries Matt Slaughter. He's dean of Dartmouth's Business School and was a White House economic advisor under President George W. Bush.
If the United States did walk away in part or in more dramatic fashion in whole cloth from the WTO, we would be walking away from literally generations of policy leadership that has helped grow American jobs and American wages.
He's also concerned the U.S. will have a tough time protecting its intellectual property. Going a purely bilateral route will lead to an unpredictable mix of gains and losses, but one thing is a pretty sure bet. The administration and Congress will have to work on a lot more trade deals. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.